Let's return to one of the ongoing themes of last year, labour, as in workers, as in immigration settings. Latest data from the tourism shows we're now 80,000 short. That's 13,000 more than last year. National want to scrap the median wage. They want to replace it with an industry average. They want to make sure that tourism levels have a pathway to tourism roles have a pathway to residence. And processing work visas needs to be a lot faster. Now, the tourism industry chief executive, Rebecca Ingram, is with us on this. Rebecca, morning to you.
Good morning.
Must be depressing going backwards numbers-wise.
Well, the government's tourism satellite account came out in December, and it shows that the impact of COVID was 8,000 tourism jobs lost. Now, we won't need all of those roles absolutely today, but there's no doubt that workforce recovery is top of mind for everyone.
What's the problem? Is it the immigration settings, or is it the demand, or is it both?
Well, there's all sorts of things at play here, which is why it's difficult to unpick it all, and it's hard to say this is the answer. We need all sorts of people coming to New Zealand to do lots of different roles. It's not just one type of job that we're after. And our preference is absolutely to hire New Zealanders. But even with substantial increases in pay and condition improvements, we're not seeing the applicants. And so that means we need lots of things to come together. Immigration settings, Kiwis coming back to us, education and training, all of these things work together to make a difference.
Yeah, exactly. But we said all this last year. Nothing's happened. In fact, less than nothing's happened. It's got worse. What are we going to do?
Well, I think there are a few things we can do immediately. The first is we need some dynamic immigration settings so we can compete for talent. The reality is we're not alone in the world looking for great people, and so I want to ensure that New Zealand settings put us in a position where we can compete with other countries.
Do you think we've got those now?
I think we could do better.
Good.
And I think we can reduce friction in some of the immigration processes that we have. So once we've found someone fabulous and they want to come to New Zealand with their family, let's make it really quick and easy to get them here so that they can settle.
Wouldn't they? What a wondrously innovative idea that is, making it easy for people to come to the country to do their job. A pathway to residency, of course.
A pathway to residency, yes. And as you say, there's no surprises in what I'm sharing with you. And we're certainly not the only sector needing workforce. I know that the Prime Minister with business leaders in Auckland a few weeks ago, and workforce was really top of the list in terms of what we can do to support the New Zealand economy this year. And I've also got my eyes on FIFA. We're hosting the FIFA World Cup in July. And as a tourism industry, we really want to make sure we do New Zealand proud.
Yes. Shall I ask you about the Saudis as sponsors?
Probably not.
No.
Look, FIFA's going to be amazing for New Zealand. It's one of the first really large-scale events that we're going to host here for a number of years. It's going to put New Zealand on the map, and that's what I'm focused on. What can we do to ensure that New Zealand gets all of the benefits from this amazing tournament for those people who are going to come and enjoy it, and also for the future? Because Kiwi Fields, Kiwi hospitality is going to be broadcast to the world over those few months. So let's really make it wonderful.
Good on you, Rebecca. Nice to talk to you. I wish you well with it, and I hope I get you back on the program soon enough and you can tell us it's all tickety-boo. Rebecca Ingram, Tourism Industry Chief Executive, was this morning.